The reading this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18, and it's on page 965 of the Pew Bible. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means "God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen.
So, first Sunday of Advent. We're just going to think briefly about the journey, which was the title of the video that we saw. And, I don't know if you remember it from all those years ago. But a snowman decides to go on this great journey, and he went through various scenes of life, all because of the person that he loved. So we're just going to show a few little those stills, Tony. Though they were together, so he sets out on the road, the long journey through the forests, through the blizzard, having to cross a river, and then eventually coming to lots of people, having to deal with those people to get to the result, the end of the journey, the goal of the journey, to give the one that he loved a gift. And that's exactly what Jesus has done for us. That is what God has done for us, this journey. Because it was a journey to Christmas, to that first Christmas, was a journey that began long ago, many years before, a long time before, right back in Genesis chapter 3. In fact, longer than that. But it was in Genesis chapter 3, do you remember, man was made, man fell. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God made a promise: "I'm going to send someone to deal with all this mess." And he uses that great phrase that his heel would be bruised, but that he would crush the head of the serpent. So it's a picture of what Jesus was going to do, die on a cross where his heel would be bruised, his life would be taken, life would be offered, but that he would crush the serpent, he would crush the devil and all that he brought, the death that he brought, sin, everything that was bad. So right back in Genesis chapter 3 is a promise made that was going to be a journey through the Old Testament until we got the beginning of the New Testament. It was a long, long, long journey of where they were coming from, but it was a journey of love because God loved the world so much. John reminded us in chapter 3, God loved the world so much that he went on this journey with his people to bring his son to us, that a savior would be born to deal with all the sin in our lives. And so before Jesus would come, a nation had to be formed for him to come out of. Israel didn't exist, so he called a man, "Abraham, I've got a plan, and you're a part of it." This is part of the journey. He chose one man, and he gave him a great dream. "I'm going to give you descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and more numerous than the grains of sand on the beach. You're going to have a son, your own son." And he was very old. They were both very old. This could not be by any human standards, but God was going on a journey, and he would bring Abraham on this journey. And he promised that he would be a blessing, his seed would be a blessing to all the nations. Abraham probably didn't understand that, but we do. Jesus would be a blessing to all the nations. Abraham eventually had a son, Isaac. The same promise was made to him. And Isaac had a son, Jacob, and the same promise was made to him. And you remember Jacob wrestled with God, wrestled with the angel. And his name was changed from Jacob to the name Israel, which means wrestling with God, to contend with God. And that has been the picture of God's people ever since, because when you become a Christian, it's not like a master and slave kind of a thing. It's where you contend, where you doubt, where you pray, where you wrestle, where you call out to God and say, what is going on? To wrestle with God, but to live for God, to know that he's there with you. So a nation was formed. Israel had 12 sons who became the 12 leaders of 12 families that became the 12 tribes of Israel. And so the journey began, continued. But who was the one that was going to come and crush the head of the serpent? Well, the prophets tell us he's going to be from the line of David. He's going to be royalty. He's going to be a king. He's going to come out of a particular tribe, the tribe of Judah. And so bit by bit, the prophets were pointing, showing who he was, where he'd be born, what he'd be like, how he would live, how he would die. Micah tells us he'll be born in Bethlehem. Ezekiel tells us he will be a unique shepherd of Israel, a shepherd like they've never known before. Isaiah tells us that he will be a light to the world, that he'll be born of a virgin, that he will be pierced for our transgressions. The prophet's pointing on this long journey of generation after generation of generation. It was a beautiful story, a beautiful journey that God had gone on in order to bring us to Jesus. The promise would be fulfilled. And then, after the final prophet Malachi, the final story in your Old Testament, silence. For 400 long years, God did not speak. And then Matthew, chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Kind of ordinary and yet kind of extraordinary at the same time. Now this is how it happened. The promise gave back in Genesis chapter 3, here. This is how it is fulfilled. And those who wrote the Gospels kept pointing to the fact that this was a fulfillment. He was born in Bethlehem. He was born this way. And his whole life was an unraveling of the journey, because Jesus had his part in the journey too. His journey from the cradle to the cross. A difficult journey, but it was a journey of love, because the end was very important. The goal was very important. God gave us this amazing gift, a gift for us. He went on this extraordinary journey. Jesus arrived, God come to us, walked on our muddy ground, born in Bethlehem, and as the prophets had said, as Jeremiah had said, many children would die. So Herod sent out his death squad to kill all those children when he heard that a new king was on the block, a new king had been born. So all the children up to 2 years old were slaughtered. But an angel spoke to Joseph, and Joseph took him away. Part of a difficult journey. A king, not born in a palace, but born in a stable, laid in a manger with the animals. He had nothing, as the prophets would tell us, no beauty to attract us to him. There was nothing kingly, really, about him. But here he was, God's anointed, God's chosen, God's son of David, a son of God. He went to Egypt, he came back from Egypt, grew up in Nazareth. Everybody thought well of him. First little glimpse we get of him is when he's 12 years old and he's taken to that festival and they find him in the temple. He had hung around behind to talk to all these wise people and they couldn't believe how wise he was and he was only 12. And we think children today can be confident. And then we hear a voice calling in the wilderness, make straight the path. John the Baptist was that voice in the wilderness to prepare the way for the Lord. And Jesus came, starting his ministry for three and a half years, where many followed him. He raised the dead, he healed the sick, he fed the hungry. There were the religious who didn't really like him because he was rocking the boat. Nobody likes to rock the boat. No one likes change. There was those who loved him and those who despised him. But nobody felt wishy-washy about him, nor do they still. But Jesus went on this amazing journey to the cross. That's why he came. Wasn't a happy ending, and yeah, it was a happy ending, but this was a good Friday, a really good Friday, because God had come to deal with the sin that we created in that Garden of Eden. I'm going to send someone who will crush the head of the serpent. And Jesus defeated sin and death and hell here when he gave his life freely. As we sang, consider why he came. There's nothing in our lives at all, and yet he said he would come, whatever would befall. He came for you, came for me in that amazing journey. So as we walk this journey, as we continue this journey of Christmas, maybe it's just something we have done it all before. The choir rehearsed and we put on a great show. We get those presents and write those cards if that's what we do. But we have done it all before and it all just gets a little bit more jaded with year after year after year. Not when you're young, of course. Not when you're your age, Craig. But as you get older, familiarity can take the edge of so much. Can't it? And yet we must not allow it to. Nothing should jade our feeling for this amazing story of a God who loved us. Because this book, the Bible, is a love story of a God who will not be separated from his bride, from the one he loves, the one made in his image. And so he looks and he searches and he comes and he sacrifices and he says, come to me. If you're jaded, if you're disillusioned, come to me. If you're weak and heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest for your soul. So on this journey of these few weeks before Christmas, what are you going to do to make sure you don't become bored? What are you going to do? How are you going to face it? How are you going to grab it and say, I'm going to make this part of the journey shine, sparkle, sparkle and shine. I'm nearly going to break out into song. What are you going to do? I'm going to read something every day. I'm going to take time out with the family and just say, let's think about this part of the story. And then beyond Christmas, and as the journey continues, how are we going to follow? God came on his journey because he loved us. We go on our journey because we love him. Because of what he's done, what he's given. What he asks us to do. Don't be bored. Be brilliant. Don't be jaded. Give us something beginning with J. Joyful! That's right. Don't be jaded, be joyful. So much of life is a choice, isn't it? Let's choose to listen and follow. Let's choose to shine. Let's choose to be joyful, grateful. Let's choose him.